Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it may be. We're grateful that you tune in to the online service, and thank you for staying in touch with our little church. It's such a blessing to know that you're out there listening. We thank you for the comments that we get and the encouragement that we get from you, and what a joy. Well, we do have a lot of things coming up. Can you believe it's almost the middle of, well, it is the middle of August. It's amazing. We're going to be going back to the second Sunday fellowship dinner after church, although that being on September the 11th, the time of remembrance, if you remembered September the 11th. But it's also a time when we're going to have our annual charge conference. It's sort of like a business meeting. It's just a term that was coined many years ago. United Methodist churches used to be called charges instead of church, according to the district or the conference. So all it means is we get together to do the business of the church. And Betty was telling me for the first time in almost 10 years, we're going to have an individual charge conference at Bethel UMC with the district superintendent, Wayne Wyatt. Now, we also extended an invitation to Wayne, and he graciously accepted. He said he's going to try to be there for worship and then stay for lunch and have our charge conference. That's an exciting thing. Time to look forward. And if you ever have any questions about the conference or the DS, I'm sure he'll try to answer them the best of his ability. Also, on September the 16th, that's a Friday evening, we're having a special service with Evangelist John Riley. You'll enjoy John, and he's going to be here the whole weekend. And on Friday night with us, and we will have a member of the Angel Band with us for some music. And John's service then will continue on at Gray Memorial United Methodist Church Saturday evening. And, of course, he'll be bringing the message on Sunday morning. So hope and pray, if you've never heard John, you might want to come to our church to hear him or go to a Gray Memorial, but any why or way, you need to hear John. He's a very encouraging, motivational speaker, trained under Zig Ziglar. If any of you remember Zig Ziglar, Zig Ziglar has since went home to be with the Lord, but he was also a wonderful, motivated speaker and a brother in the Lord. So hope and pray that you'll come to be a part of that. I don't know of any birthdays, but we always know there's a birthday somewhere. So we sing, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, God loves you, happy birthday to you, and many more. Same with anniversaries. We always think of wedding anniversaries, and wedding anniversaries are important, but any milestone in your life that you look back and say, wow, that was a year ago that I did this or received this or got this honor, those we celebrate also. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God loves you. Happy anniversary to you. Well, thank you for staying in touch with our little church. Have a blessed day.